It isn't called the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition for nothing. And, says expedition member Carlton Ward Jr.,
the exciting part about the trek we're doing and the path we're following comes down to the wildlife.
Black bears and panthers are both imperiled wildlife species in Florida, though to different degrees. Most of us are aware of the plight of the iconic Florida panther that has been pushed to near extinction, but we rarely hear about the Florida black bear, listed as threatened by the state, unless it's news related to a nuisance incident. These two large mammals face the same obstacles to their survival, human development and roadways causing habitat fragmentation. Expedition member and bear biologist Joe Guthrie has spent several years studying a population of black bears in Highlands and Glade counties.
What my work kind of uncovered was that the animals like black bear, which range pretty widely over the landscape and use a variety of habitats, lacking a big contiguous block of habitat and land, what they need are connections to other habitats, connections that they can use to disperse, say, a juvenile animal dispersing from its mother's home range to go and set up its own adult home range to reach other suitable habitat, you know, when they have to strike out on their own. If it works, those animals will spread their genes to other parts of the landscape and the population will stay functional and healthy.
Guthrie says bears won't be the sole benefactors of a corridor connecting lands.
It's also beneficial to populations of animals that use smaller areas, because if you kind of protect those connections, protect habitat for a whole range of species.
Ward adds this about black bears.
Bears are doing pretty well in places like Ocala and in Big Cypress, but there's another population of bears over in Chazawitzka that is so isolated that the bears are almost genetically indistinguishable from one another, and that's just a fast track to local extinction. That same could be true of the bears that Joe studied in Highlands County, where I think they're one of the most genetically impoverished or isolated bear populations in North America, and yet still they show the ability to connect to the bigger populations, but those connections are tenuous and fragile, and this might be our last chance to help protect them.
A danger of isolated habitats is that over time, genetic diversity can be reduced, and inbreeding can lead to vulnerability to various diseases and genetic defects. Allowing some migration and integration with other populations can reduce genetic risks and make a species more robust. And about that iconic Florida panther, Ward says that the panther population is in need of a lifeline, and he believes it's not yet too late for the panther.
One vision for having the panther population become sustainable would be to have a breeding population of panthers north of the Coosahatchee River as well as south. And the only way for that to happen naturally is to maintain connectivity between South Florida and Central Florida. If we take care of the habitat and help protect the natural integrity of these ecosystems, then some of these wildlife issues will ultimately take care of themselves.
For more information, visit WFIT.org and tune in to WFIT tomorrow for more from photojournalist Carlton Ward Jr. and bear biologist Joe Guthrie of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition. From the WFIT studios in Melbourne, I'm Michelle Walker.